This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kyiv Tuesday, the first visit by a senior U.S. official since Congress passed the long-delayed $61 billion aid package for the country. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner.
Blinken's visit comes days after Russia launched a ground incursion into the north of Kharkiv, opening a new front and stretching Ukraine's soldiers. During a speech, Blinken took aim at Russian President Vladimir Putin and said the U.S. intends to seize Russian assets.
What Putin destroyed, Russia should and must pay to rebuild. Our Congress has given us the power to seize Russian assets in the United States. We intend to use it.
Russia now controls about 18% of Ukraine and has been gaining ground since the failure of last year's counteroffensive to make serious inroads against Russian troops.
That's Reuters' Freddie Joyner reporting. The United Nations Agency for Palestinian Refugees says about 500,000 people have fled fighting in Gaza over the past week. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
There were roughly 1.3 million people sheltering in Rafah before Israel began pushing into the city, which Israel says is the last Hamas stronghold. Israeli forces are also battling Hamas militants in northern Gaza. The army's evacuation orders issued on Saturday have displaced around 100 people so far. UN Deputy Spokesman Farhan Haq told reporters on Monday. Palestinian officials say Israeli strikes in central Gaza have killed at least 12 people overnight and into Tuesday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Meanwhile, the Biden administration has told key lawmakers it is sending a more than $1 billion in additional arms and ammunition to Israel. This is VOA News. The Chinese Foreign Ministry says that Russian President Vladimir Putin will make a two-day state visit to China this week. Putin will meet with Chinese leader Xi Jinping during his visit starting Thursday. The Kremlin said Putin was going on Xi's invitation. China has backed Russia politically in the conflict in Ukraine and has continued to export machine tools and other items seen as contributing to the Russian war effort without actually exporting weaponry. China is also a major export market for energy supplies that keep the Kremlin's coffers full. China's foreign ministry said Xi would discuss with Putin's cooperation in various fields of bilateral relations as well as international and regional issues of common concern. A NATO exercise began earlier this month in Sweden, where around 800 paratroopers from the United States, Spain, Hungary, and Italy have been training together to deter any potential aggression. First such exercise on Swedish soil since the country joined NATO in March. VOA's Miroslava Gangadze reports from the training ground in Sweden.
Swift Response is part of Defender 24, the largest U.S.-led NATO exercise in Europe, encompassing more than 17,000 U.S. and 23,000 multinational service members from over 20 allied and partner nations. Military officials say Russian aggression against Ukraine has dramatically altered the security environment in Europe. The new threats prompted Finland and Sweden to join the alliance and push NATO member states to increase their defense spending. Miroslava Gungadze, VOA News, Sweden.
Conflict has forced a record number of people around the globe to become internally displaced, often as in refugee camps. As Henry Ridgewell reports, the figure has increased dramatically in the past 5 years.
Nearly 76 million people globally were forced to flee their homes in 2023 and are living elsewhere in their own countries, many in camps or makeshift accommodation. That's an increase of almost 50% over the past 5 years. Sudan has the largest internally displaced population in the world at more than 9 million people. Most were forced to flee their homes after the latest civil conflict erupted in April 2023. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News.
Sales of raw milk appear to be on the rise despite an outbreak of bird flu in U.S. dairy cows. Federal officials warn about the health risk of drinking raw milk at any time, but especially during the outbreak. Weekly sales of raw cow's milk have jumped compared with the same periods last year. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.